Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Raj just got taken deep by the Braves. Number 42. Boy, that guy's been doing everything today.
What happened?
Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson day joke. Everyone's wearing number 42.
Oh, okay. Didn't get it. I knew that, too. I watched this morning.
I knew you didn't. Marlins are leading 3-2. He just got taken deep. T-Raj was throwing a gem today. Solana, he was dealing today.
T-Raj had it going on today, hitting the corners.
Mm-hmm. Was that Acuna that hit that home run? I think that was Acuna, wasn't it?
Is he short, very excited, and has little dreads?
Those dreads? It's kind of a puffy do.
Braids, dreads, I don't know what they are.
Well, Marlins are leading 3-2. Marlins are leading 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth. The Marlins are hot. I'm going to get everybody the code word here in a second. Marlins are hot. The Heat are not. That's my take on sports from yesterday and this afternoon. Here's the thing with the Heat. Phoenix is a really good team, and I said it yesterday. Phoenix just has their number. Okay. So you lose that game, fine, whatever. Second night of a back-to-back in Denver is almost an impossible victory. Almost impossible. Yeah. So they lost last night, and there you go. And it is what it is, and, get over yourselves.
I want to, Hawk, but when you're down by 20 and I have no reason to finish watching the game in the third quarter, that's what got me in those two games. If you're competing, okay. They didn't even compete in these last two games.
I feel you. I started the show. I looked down at my Twitter account. Zach Krantz's brother Josh had sent me a screenshot of the NBA standings, and it's the Knicks percentage points ahead of the Heat, and he just wrote, "Have a great show." So I get it. I get it. Yeah. You know, he's banned now. He's banned from the show.
Josh?
Yeah, Josh, Zach, all of them.
The whole Krantz family, huh?
Ashley, yeah, Maddie.
Everybody.
Entire Krantz family, hey, banned.
You can't kick out Papa Krantz. Papa Krantz is my dude.
All right, I'll give you a pass on Papa Krantz, and that's it. That's the only Krantz.
I appreciate it.
Maybe
I
Barbara.
Appreciate it.
Maybe Barbara Krantz. That's it.
Maybe Barbara.
Let me give you the code word here. Let me give you the code. I mean, no, don't send me the screenshot of the Knicks ahead of the Heat and say, have a nice show. No, sir. No, sir. All right, let me give you the code word. We're giving away Joe's Dough on 560, Leroy's Loot, if you listen to us on 790. And tomorrow will be the last day of these code words for a little while, so try to get in on the winning. The word this hour is fun, F-U-N, fun. 72881 is the text number. Text the word FUN to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Just text the word FUN right now to 72881, and you could win $1,000. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word FUN to 72881. I did stay up for the Heat game, the entire Heat game last night, because I was jacked up by the Marlins win, and then I flipped over to MLB Network, and I watched the White Sox throw a no-hitter, and for whatever reason, I love no-hitters in baseball. As much as I would love every game to be 15-10, there's still something about a no-hitter that I love, and so I watched the end of the White Sox game. That was a no-hitter, and so I was all fired up, and so I stayed up and watched the entire Heat game and really had no reason to stay up and watch the entire Heat game because they just weren't in it. What are you going to do?
Offense is terrible.
And I mean, you know, Denver's knocking down three-pointers, and I don't know. But again, I don't know. Mike Inglis is going to join us today. You know, I don't know if you just chalk up those two losses as, like, two inevitable losses. Like, you're just not going to win those games. Phoenix is really good, and they are really good against the Heat. We've seen that this season. And you cannot win in Denver on the second night of a back-to-back. Like, that's it.
I know, and you see the stats and all, but just being out-rebounded by, what, I think it was 10-10. They were just getting out-rebounded. Jokic just stood there and jumped over everybody. He just grabbed, like a kid, a high schooler playing with middle schoolers on the rim. That's what frustrates me is when it just doesn't look like basketball I'm used to watching out of the Miami Heat.
Were you frustrated by it, Solana, or are you kind of like me where I'm like, those two games were just, those were not going to be dubs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super frustrated. I'm not going to overreact to last night because you're right. You don't win that game back-to-back, second night of a back-to-back in Denver. But I will say, this team goes on these stretches where they can't score the ball. And, like, you saw it in the first game against Phoenix. They come out hot in the first quarter. And then in the second and third quarters, they're laying duds. The same thing happened last night. You had to take advantage of a team that just lost their second-best player. They're missing a ball handler, and you just let Jokic do whatever he wanted. And
but
man,
I mean, he does that against like he does. That's why he's Jokic. Like he's able to impose himself on just about any team. It's why Minnesota tomorrow night is just what the doctor ordered. I mean, you got to go in and grab the dub tomorrow night and rest your starters for the entire fourth quarter.
I guess Jokic doing whatever he wanted when he wanted scares me for the Joel Embiids and the ADs and just the big men that are skilled that we have no answer for. Deadman winning last night. I don't know if Deadman's the answer. And somebody needs to tell him, don't wear bright shoes. You look ridiculous.
Did you see the very end of the game when Denver put Bol Bol in?
I saw your text. By the time I clicked, I went back and turned the TV and I'm like, oh, Bol Bol. It was over.
Did you see it, Solana?
I didn't. I was knocked out by then. I didn't
Dude,
stay up.
Dude, he lit it up. I didn't know he was a point center. He brought the ball up. He hit floaters. He shot a three. It got blocked. But how do you block Bol Bol's three? But it got blocked. But oh no, did it get blocked? He got fouled. I think he got fouled because he ended up at the line. Bol Bol balled out for about 2 minutes at the end of last night's Heat game. I said, this guy, they shouldn't have given him up. Didn't they draft him?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, the Heat drafted him. They shouldn't have given him up. That guy, he's exactly what we need.
You know what? Bol Bol saw Jokic getting off and said, you know what? Let me get some of this. Let me get
That's
it and
exactly
get some of this
what
action.
Happened.
Hell.
That's exactly what happened. He had nice little jumper working. He had ball handling skills. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. All right, before we get too caught up here, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
That was Ronald Acuna Jr., by the way. That hit that two-run bomb. So it's
somebody, by the way, suggesting that maybe the Heat should go to the triangle, you know, instead of the offense that they're running. Maybe they bring in Dada 5000 and they run the triangle.
Hey, I want to see it over what I've been seeing. Dribble around the perimeter, dribble around the perimeter, shoot up a wish.
Thing that we have known in history have been circulated around the triangle, the pyramids, the triangle. You look on your money, the triangle, the Bermuda, the triangle.
Yeah, no, I agree with Dada 5000.
Who was that? Was it Pat that ran the triangle?
Pat? No, it was Phil Jackson Phil. That ran the triangle. Yeah.
Him and D'Antoni, I believe.
So that Marlins game right now, 3-2, the Marlins still have the lead. And you were right. It was Ronald Acuna Jr. wearing number 42, Hawk, as everybody else is wearing today.
Somebody else points out on the text machine, Bol Bol only has about 2 minutes, though. Any more minutes, he'd lose too much weight. He'd be out for a month.
And his knees will buckle.
I like he is gawky looking. He is gawky.
I like me a knock-kneed athlete, but they're not very consistent now.
He is knock-kneed. You are right.
Wally's at the plate right now. Top of the sixth inning. T-Rodge got out of that inning. Marlins up 3-2. Today was a 12.
People call Chad Wallach Wally?
Wally, yeah.
They do? All right. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
3-2 right now. Yesterday, the Marlins won 6-5 in extras. By the way, the final score of the Heat game, 123-106. That's their second straight loss, as Hawk mentioned. And they'll play again tomorrow against Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, just an awful, awful team. They should beat up on this team. All the starters should be out in the fourth quarter. And that's what I anticipate happening.
That doesn't happen with the Heat. I can pretty much guarantee all the starters will not be out in the fourth quarter because they don't blow anybody out.
But, I mean, if you're going to, this is the team to do it against. Is this the worst team in basketball or just the West? I got to look at their record.
I think this is Minnesota. They are the worst team
in basketball. Yeah. You are playing the Washington Generals. You have to be able to rest your starters come the fourth quarter.
I know one thing. If Anthony Edwards comes down that lane, they better get the hell out the way.
The Panthers, they're on the ice tonight. They play the Tampa Bay Lightning, first of two straight in Tampa. It's a 7 p.m. puck drop.
Yep, very excited about that. We'll talk with Doug Plagans later on this afternoon. You can hear that game on 560 QAM, of course.
I'm sure you guys saw this. LaMarcus Aldridge, he abruptly retired from the NBA this morning. He announced on Twitter he was experiencing an irregular heartbeat during his final appearance with the Brooklyn Nets, and he was scared. He was scared for his life and put family and his health first.
Yeah, I never understand the athletes that – I guess younger athletes, I understand, you know, even when facing medical – potential medical problems, they still feel invincible. I applaud LaMarcus for that. Like, if you're scared of your health and you've got all the money that you need, go relax.
Hawk, remember with Bosch? He was going to get second, third, and fourth opinions.
I know. I didn't understand it. I know. I didn't. And we said it a million times over because not only did he have money, he had rings. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He had all-star appearances, double digits. Like, I didn't understand it. So many young kids, like, didn't understand it. But you see that over and over again.
I've worked since I was 4 to be one of the best athletes in the world, and now it's nothing. I'm just a stay-at-home dad. That's tough, bro. That is a tough transition.
I know. But if you're scared out there, I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge said, I was scared during the game, then, it's a no-brainer.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, a potential of death, there's no athletic achievement in the world that's worth that now, let's be honest.
Now, will he get a share of, NBA championship winnings if Brooklyn wins, and will he get a ring? I mean, how many games was he with them for, Solana?
Maybe six games.
Six.
Yeah. He gets a ring.
I think he does.
Prorated share. Yeah. Yeah. He'll get a prorated share.
Are you going to give him a little piece of the ring? A little ring nugget?
He's going to get a full ring, but he's going to get about $36 in a check.
I got you.
Some Inter Miami news. Their head coach, manager, Phil Neville, he announced that the team has a new captain. However, he wouldn't tell us who the captain was. He says he'll reveal the new captain tomorrow or Saturday. Remember, Inter Miami opens their second ever MLS season on Sunday. They host the LA Galaxy in Fort Lauderdale.
It's like a bad radio tease by Phil Neville. it's like when I say, coming up, I'll let you know how many Stuckies there are across the U.S. Like, really? Anyone sticking around for that? People sticking around for who the captain is? I mean, what are we doing?
I was going to ask, because I'm not the most versed soccer fan. Like, does that mean more in soccer than anywhere else? Because the captain means nothing.
No, captain's a big deal on a pitch. Huge deal. He's the only one who is supposed to argue with the ref. Captain's a big deal on the pitch.
But no, my point was, like, the tease of it. Like, I'll just find out when I find out. There's no benefit to me finding out tomorrow or Saturday. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be caller one with who the captain is. So I don't understand the tease portion of it.
I'm with you. I don't know what Phil Neville is doing here.
It's a bad radio tease. Yeah. I've done plenty of them. I'm criticizing him, but I'm also guilty of it. I do bad radio teases all the time. I tell you what's coming up, and there's no real reason that you should stick around for it. So I think it was just a moment where I felt a little camaraderie with Phil Neville. He has to go back to his office and go, why didn't I just say who the captain was? What am I doing? Now I've made this a big deal. I didn't want this to be this big a deal.
I'm not sleeping tonight. I need to find out.
Like what, what am I missing?
Let's get to weather from the Ectrogen Weather Center.
I feel you, Phil.
I'll have your weather coming up at 3 p.m.
Call David Beckham.
That is your weather.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Take your right hand and punch your left forearm as hard as you can.
Hawk and Crowder.
I have a serious question here, Crowder. I don't know if you're an ice cream guy or not, or Solana if you're an ice cream guy. I'm not I love ice cream, so I don't keep it in the house. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. If I have it in the house, then I'll just sit there and I'll eat it at night. But I was at, I don't know, Publix, Winn-Dixie the other day, and I decided, you know, I'm going to buy a pint of Ben & Jerry's. Just the flavor looked appealing to me. And I normally don't because I'll eat it. Yeah. So the little pint, you know what I'm talking about, a little pint.
A little tiny one, a little personal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How many sittings for you to knock down a pint?
Two outs in a baseball game? What do you time?
Really? The whole pint? The whole pint? You'll knock it down in one sitting.
Oh, yeah, 15 minutes, man. If it's what's that called?
I could.
The Cherry Garcia?
Yeah, they got Cherry Garcia.
Oh, my goodness, the Cherry Garcia. 5 minutes.
Wait, right, like I could, but I don't allow myself. I have to make it at least 3 nights. And then I was wondering as I was putting it back in the freezer last night with just a nub of ice cream left because it was the second night. But, you know, mentally, I wanted to put it back in the freezer. There's just a little nub of ice cream in there. I was thinking to myself, do most guys just knock this thing down? Because I could easily finish that, in one sitting. What about you, Solana? You ever eat a pint of ice cream?
Oh, yeah. In college, I was putting down a pint a night. That's not an exaggeration. Like half-baked or Americone Dream, a pint.
That's what
a
I had
night.
Last night. I'd never had Americone Dream before.
So good.
And it looked appealing, and it was the best ice cream I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was unbelievably good.
Yeah.
But you eat the whole pint? I mean, in college, it's one thing because your metabolism is better. I mean, you're still in your 20s. I'm in my 50s. But your metabolism is better. You're going to be more active. And, you know, like I had just played an hour of basketball with my son. My wife and I had gone for over a 2-mile walk. And so I was like, okay, I can eat. But if I have this thing where I don't want to finish off a whole pint in one sitting.
It's actually good. The self-control of it is good. Like you said, you're sitting there looking at the ice cream, and you can put the top back on, control yourself, put it back in the freezer. That's awesome because to your love of my 600-pound life, those people do not have that self-control.
Well, they'll stop after the sixth pint. I mean, after the sixth pint, they're like, this is enough already. This is getting embarrassing.
You know what? And that to that same point, I think I go through that with bags of chips. Because I get the family size bag, and then I'll look down, and there'll be one corner left, and I'll be ashamed of myself. Like, damn, I just ate a whole family size bag of chips.
Because the serving sizes are ridiculous. Like, what adult could not sit down on the couch and eat a family size bag of Doritos? I mean, like every adult could knock that down easily. So I just didn't know if I should feel bad about being able to eat a pint I should just go ahead and eat a pint of ice cream. Like, again, I haven't bought a pint of ice cream probably in over a year because if it's there, I'll eat it and I don't want to. But I didn't know what your guys' standard MO was when it came to that.
I would say, I think y'all hit it on the head, Hawk. This is my take on this situation. In college, you make fun of a guy that saves a pint of ice cream for 3 days. Right. Because you're young and, like you say, metabolism, and you're a man. As a grown-up, as a father, as a husband, it would be irresponsible to sit and eat a pint of ice cream every night because you know what that's going to do to the long-term health of you being there right. for your family. I might have right. got too deep there, but
no,
yes.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. What about you, Jimmy? Jimmy, you like ice cream? You have a little ice cream snack at night?
Yep. Love ice cream.
Yeah. So what about a pint? Do you ever sit down with a pint?
The individual ones? Yeah, I can take
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, you know, like a pint, like a Ben & Jerry's pint.
Oh, yeah, I can take that down.
Yeah. So what you got a go-to flavor or you like them all?
I'm simple. I go for vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla. Who doesn't like vanilla? Yeah. All right, no. So there you go.
With Ben & Jerry's?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you go Häagen-Dazs vanilla. I don't even think Ben & Jerry's makes a vanilla, but I understand what you're saying, Jimmy. You get like a vanilla going. Get a
Jimmy,
vanilla.
Jimmy, I will Venmo with cash, tash tab, whatever the hell y'all do. Get you a Cherry Garcia. Oh, my goodness gracious.
You ever had that, Jimmy? A little Cherry Garcia, Ben & Jerry's?
Never had one.
Oh. Never had a fish food? You ever heard of fish food?
Oh, goodness.
Actually, nope, never heard of that.
No, really?
No.
Solana, you want to take him to Publix? You want to take him on a little road trip?
Yeah. Yeah, you should try the fish food, Jimmy. I think you'd like it.
All right. I love that Americone Dream.
So good.
Oh, my God. That was
if
good.
You like,
all right.
Yeah, I'll try that one.
Hawk, if you like Americone Dream, you've got to try Caramel Cone from Häagen-Dazs. I think it's better. You got to try it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to get back into an ice cream thing, though. I don't. If I start having it in the house, I'll sit there. All I do is I think about it. It's all I do. I think about it. Oh, the ice cream is there. The ice cream is there. So I just keep it out of the house.
Not actually smart, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I should probably do that with my sleep gummies. All right, 3 o'clock hour is coming up. We've got the next code word, your chance to win $1,000. Also, John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta will join us. 3 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got to go. Tony La Russa's picking me up.
Hawk and Crowder.
Great song from the 70s, but now I always think of The Martian. This song is featured prominently in The Martian. Here's a couple of the texts regarding the pint of ice cream that I was talking about in the last segment. Somebody says, Tillamook waffle cone swirl is the bomb, better than any ice cream you'll ever have.
Yeah, Tillamook says, cheese. The Tillamook cheese is
oh,
terrible.
Tillamook. That's it. Right. That's a dairy. I knew that name, so that's a whole dairy.
Yeah, the cheese is terrible. No flavor, but the ice cream's okay. I'll give you that.
Somebody texts in, Chunky Monkey is the undisputed best. I don't think I've ever had that. Somebody texts in, I think Spo and Pat Riley have shared many a night eating pints of ice cream trying to figure out this season. Somebody says, it's hilarious that Hawk is worried about his figure. Imagine what he would look like if he didn't. Yeah, imagine. It's exactly right. Along that same line, somebody says, Hawk, are you in training? Are you getting ready to have a photo shoot? Who cares? You've looked terrible since UM. Just eat the whole thing. Trust me, I have those days too. I have those days too where, you know, the whole week I'm running, I'm playing basketball, I'm eating only vegetables, you know, and then I get out of the shower, I look at myself, I go, what am I doing all that for? Nothing's happening here. What am I doing?
Have you ever eaten half a pint at 7, put it back in at 7:40, and went at 9 and ate the rest and just,
That I do not. Like, if I put it away, that's it. I'll put it away. That I don't think I'd be able to sleep. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Man, Lay's potato chips and French onion dip. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that gets me every time.
Yeah, that's really, like, more than ice cream. Chips, I could eat all night long. Somebody texts in, I didn't know you weren't supposed to eat the whole pint until my girlfriend told me. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's no way that it's supposed to be one serving. It's probably four servings, right? If I went and looked at the pint, it's probably like four servings. But I think a lot of guys do think of a pint of ice cream as a serving.
Think about them big. What about those big ass milkshakes though? Like a McDonald's milkshake or any milkshake, they're bigger than a pint of ice cream.
Right, right. Yeah, I would imagine if you go to Jack. In fact, I know if you go to Jackson's and you get like, because I like the ice cream. It's got the pound cake. It's got pound cake on it. It's got whipped cream. It's got, you know, chocolate syrup and butterscotch. There's no question that I could sit there, throw back one of those desserts at Jackson's, and there's got to be more calories, more sugar, and more fat than one full pint of Ben and Jerry's.
For sure. For yeah. sure, because they add it. What's the, well, they flip it over. The creamery, whatever, creamery.
Oh, Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah, Cold Stone. Bro, if you get a Cold Stone, that guarantee, because you can just yeah. add as much crap as you want. Give yeah. me the Oreos. Give me the gummy bears. Give me the M&Ms. Put some damn sprinkles over it. Yeah, man. That's a single serve. Single serve.
Three servings, according to Solana. Three servings in one pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Three servings. Mm. That's officially three servings. But, yeah, it is Uh-oh. Funny because you go to Cold Stone and it's like, yeah, you know, the ice cream isn't enough. I would like, you know, and you essentially have an entire Three Musketeers thrown in there mm-hmm. and an entire bag of Reese's Pieces. And it's like, what are we? I saw this comedian. It's like, you know, if you made dinner at home and you were cooking up a bowl of spaghetti, you were cooking up a pot of spaghetti and sauce at home, you wouldn't sit there and nibble and finish an entire loaf of bread before you sat down to eat the spaghetti. But you do that when you go out, right? Yep. You go out. They put an entire loaf of bread in front of you before your meal. You eat the loaf of bread. They stop by. They go, you want more bread? Yeah, you know what? I'll probably dip some in the sauce. So sure, bring a bread over. I'll have my second loaf of bread before my dinner starts.
And Hawk, to your point about the diet, you always bring a point about the diet soda. Eating a, you know, a double quarter pounder, large fried yeah. diet soda. Two loaves of bread. Then you got to get the calamari. Yeah, let's try the queso for the table. Full right. meal. Hey, no dessert for me, thanks. No right. dessert for you. You just consumed 4,500 calories. No dessert.
You had 3 pounds of veal covered in sauce and cheese after you had two loaves of bread and calamari. All right, watching the Marlins game here. Marlins are down 5-4. It is the bottom of the eighth, one out, nobody on. We'll keep an eye on it for you. In fact, Solana's got headlines, so let's do headlines. Let's get our 305 alarm, and then let's get some headlines here from Alejandro Solana.
All right, still a couple seconds away from the 305 alarm.
You have to be that true to it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's not 305, Hawk. It is not 305. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we just wait here? Should we wait?
Yeah, might as well wait till it is. Yeah. No point in you starting the headlines
right.
without
right.
having to be interrupted.
Yeah. Could go for a pint of Ben & Jerry's right now.
Oh, who couldn't? Hey, 305.
It's 305.
Dale.
God
bless. Dale. Reminds me of Crowder's car alarm trick. If you're with a girl and things are happening, that's it. Like, it was like, okay, everybody get quiet here for 1 second. Just get quiet. Nobody say anything. Nobody move. Fire off the alarm. All right, I'm back in the game.
Oh, yeah, baby, hold on. Somebody's robbing me. Get that tingle leave. When that tingle leaves, you got action.
That was a great trick. I had a car alarm installed just for that. I didn't need it. I've got LoJack just in case.
Oh, my doors weren't locked. I just needed that emergency button, that little red one at the bottom. That's all I needed.
I saw somebody put a jack, like a car jack. Is that what they're called? Like the little bar that you would, with a key, you'd lock it on the steering wheel?
Oh, the club.
The club.
The club.
The club. I saw somebody put
Back
that on
in
their
the
car.
Day, man. Back in the day, wherever you went, there's a great scene in Swingers. They all pull up to one of those nightclubs. There's like six cars. They're all in a line. And then they all pull out the club, you know, zip, and it locks that wheel. Everyone. When I went to UM, everyone had the club on their steering wheel.
Did you have one?
I didn't have one. I'm not very mechanical. If anything went, you know, mechanical. I can't change the chain on the bike. So I, like, if anything went wrong, my car would be rendered useless. If I, you know, if it didn't click right or something, I just, yeah, I stay away from that kind of stuff.
the club didn't have a helpline. It just went in and
I'd
out of
I'd much prefer
itself.
To call my insurance company than have to deal with a malfunctioning club.
The club's like using a broom. What are you talking about?
When's the last time you've seen me use a broom?
Well, I'm sorry. You got that one.
All right, guys, the Marlins, after today's game, that it looks like it's going into the top of the ninth right now, 5-4, the Marlins trail the Braves. They're going to begin a five-game homestand tomorrow, 3 against the Giants, and then they'll play 2 against the Orioles.
All right, very good.
The Miami Heat, they lost 123-106 in Denver. Now they dropped to 28-27. Second straight loss for Miami. They're now 1-2.
Oh, did I give the code word?
No.
I don't think I did. We're giving away, let me give the code word. We're giving away Joe's dough if you listen to us on 560, Leroy's loot on 790. The word this hour is plant, P-L-A-N-T. Text the word plant to 72881. You could win $1,000. Text the word plant to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word plant to 72881. Sorry about that, everybody.
The Heat 1-2 on this four-game road trip. They're going to play the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow. The fourth game of that road trip tonight, though, the Panthers, they're in Tampa. They'll play the Lightning, first of two straight in Tampa, 7 p.m. puck drop.
Yeah. Do we know who's in goal tonight?
I have not. I'm
guessing Bobrovsky?
I have not seen the official word yet on who is in goal.
Because Driedger played Tuesday, had that unbelievable save. So I'm guessing they're flipping back and forth, right, with Bobrovsky?
Have they been, though? Haven't they just been riding the hot hand over the past couple of weeks?
Not really. Because nobody's been hot. Remember, they lost 3 in a row before they won on Tuesday.
Chris Driedger will be in net tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the Panthers are going to welcome newcomers Nikita Gusev, Brandon Montour, and Lucas Walmark, all of their past additions over the past week in the lineup.
Chris Driedger, by the way, is going to join us tomorrow on the show. Driegs on the show.
Wow.
Nice. They have a little conversation about being in goal.
Damn stop he had a couple nights ago was stupid.
Was stupid ridiculous. Yeah. It was there's no – that puck had no business not being a goal.
I'm going to ask him about it.
Mm-hmm.
Today in the NBA, LaMarcus Aldridge, he abruptly retired from the NBA today in his 15th season. He posted on Twitter that he was experiencing an irregular heartbeat during his final appearance with the team. He's putting – his health, his family, all first with this decision.
Yep. Rightfully so. Marlins are batting, by the way, in the top of the ninth right now. They are losing 5-4 to the Atlanta Braves.
Miggy Rowe at the plate.
Huh?
Miguel Rojas
at the plate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. UM basketball, Isaiah Wong. Two players from UM basketball, Isaiah Wong and Cam McGusty. They announced they're going to enter their names in the NBA draft, but they'll still maintain their college eligibility to keep that door open in case they are not drafted or
right. So
to
that's
return.
Like the new rule. Like you can declare for the draft, and then if you don't get drafted, you get to go back and play in college.
That's cool. They can't take any money. They won't enjoy the draft process because half the fun of it is getting money from an agent. So, you can't get any money.
Free stuff and suits and
So you're just working out to see what happens. But I know the money thing's something else. I do love the fact that they can see how the NBA evaluates them and make a decision from there. That's a great thing for basketball.
So what do they do? Your agent? I know you get the credit line, but were they just handing you money too?
Well, yeah, like when you come out, they'll be like, you know, okay, you're declared, I'm working with you, and they'll, you know, they're not going to give you 100 racks.
Right,
but
what do you need? What do you need?
Yeah.
Well, let's get you something. What do you need?
Yeah, so, hey, you're going to work out in I went to New Orleans. I was in Gainesville, and Joel Siegel had a deal with Tom Shaw in Kenner, New Orleans. So he was like, hey, you're going to go to Kenner, New Orleans in a week. you know, what do you need to make it to then? I had an apartment in Gainesville. I had a car already. And I was like, you know, 10 racks, whatever, you know, just to make, you know, make it, have some fun, buy some clothes, go out, party a little bit, and gave me 10 racks.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. But then I went and got a $1 million credit line too, which right. wasn't a great idea.
And then where'd you keep the 10,000 in cash? Where did you put that?
In a, you know what? I wasn't expecting this question, but I'll be honest with y'all. In a rubber band in my pocket. I got one of them big-ass legal rubber bands, the big, the like manila rubber bands.
Yeah, I know exactly the one my dad used to have those in his office in the 70s.
Yep. I went to the bank, because think about it. A guy, you know, I didn't have no money. Our family didn't have no money like that. Right. I've never seen $10,000 in a bank account. So I got the $10,000. I went. I withdrew the $10,000. I got a big-ass manila rubber band, wrapped it up, and put it in my pocket next to my wallet.
God bless you.
And pulled
God
it out.
God bless you.
Bro, I would have, you know, I could leave a couple 20s loose so I could just grab it at gas stations. But as a 21-year-old guy with $10,000 in their pocket, I would pull out that wad at every turn. Hey, what y'all want? Y'all want to get something to eat? They're like, bro, we're not even at the restaurant yet. Put your money away. I want to make sure everybody, y'all hungry? Cause we can run up here and grab something to eat if y'all want. Put your money away, Crowder. Okay, okay. Y'all follow me.
Funny, man. That is great. Oh, I want to go back and spend time with young Crowder. Like young, just into money Crowder. Oh, bring, my God.
Bring an IV bag and a mouthpiece. Because you're going to need to hydrate and you're going to get in a fight. Oh, what the hell are you looking at? Who the? That's the doorman. He's supposed to look at us.
He's opening the door for you.
Oh, okay. I thought he was acting funny. Right. Acting funny.
I'll go.
Bro, he has a tuxedo on. He's the doorman. He doesn't want to fight anybody.
Funny, man.
He's 75.
Alden Smith, he reached a one-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks today. Former Cowboys defensive end.
All right.
Let's see.
WNBA draft is tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPN. The Dallas Wings have the first two picks in the draft.
Hopefully my team, the Connecticut Sun, can get some weapons. Let's go.
Let's go.
Are they picking tonight?
Don't I don't know. You just said it was the draft.
Doesn't mean they have a pick, though.
Zero picks in the draft?
It's possible. It's possible. Could have traded their picks.
Could have, yeah, but it's just a weird question. You say it's the draft. I say, I hope the Connecticut Sun gets someone good. And you go, are they picking? Like, so it just seemed to be a weird question.
Okay. Finally, guys, IHOP, they've rolled out a new Oreo and bacon waffle sundae. So it's a Belgian waffle filled with Oreo cookies and candied bacon and ice cream on top.
Yeah. I like my wife loves waffles and ice cream. Grew up on waffles and ice cream. To me, that kind of like, I don't want waffles in my ice. I either want breakfast or I want a dessert. I get the melding of the two, I don't know. Doesn't do anything for me.
I stayed at a Best Western last weekend, and they have waffles you can make, and then they have just chocolate chips and sprinkles, whipped cream, ice cream, like. And the kids are coming down. I'm like, this is the worst thing in the world to have for kids at a hotel. I'm not going to lie.
You know, those hotels, though, with those self waffle makers now, they're fire. Like, those things are so cool. And I could see where they would just put out a whole bunch of toppings. It doesn't cost them anything. I do find it funny, though, that we are 3 minutes removed from you walking around with a wad of 10,000 cash with a rubber band around it to I stayed at a Best Western last week. Like, just the dichotomy of who you are is so interesting to me.
Well, just let me talk to LaMarcus Aldridge right now. That's retirement is different. Aldridge, the check stopped coming.
He may have made a touch more than you, though.
The Best Western. My wife's like, hey, we stay here. Oh, $10 less? Yeah. Get that one. Like, it's $20. We're staying two nights. I don't matter, but ain't no problem.
You want to know what LaMarcus Aldridge's career earnings are? I know you made a nice sack, but do you want to guess what LaMarcus Aldridge's career earnings?
I know it's over 100.
$208 million.
He might not be at the Best Western. He might not be at the Best Western.
Holy moly, is that right? $208 million. Wow. Signed a five-year deal in 2010 for $65 million. Signed a four-year deal in 2015 for $84 million. Two-year deal in 2019 for $50 million. Oh, my God.
The toilet got clogged Saturday morning. I went downstairs. The lady gave me a plunger. No, this is not. I'm not. I am 100%.
The Marlins tied it. Play the song, Solano. The Marlins tied it.
Yeah.
In the top of the ninth. Let's go. Don't think I've forgotten about your plunger story. Yeah. I'm getting there too. Let's go. I don't know who. I had kind of stopped watching. And because it's Jackie Robinson Day, everyone's wearing number 42. But the Marlins just tied it with a double in the top of the ninth, 5-5.
Go.
You are absolutely at a point in your life where you should not be staying at a hotel that if the toilet gets clogged, they hand you a plunger. All right? Everyone gets to a point in their life where that's a thing of the past. And you're at a point where you should... I have to talk to Asia because this is just... It's irresponsible on your part. You should not ever be staying at a hotel where if the toilet gets clogged, they hand you a plunger.
And they had it down in a grocery bag with a piece of tape around it, and the tape had clean written on it. So they made sure I knew the plunger was clean before they handed me my own plunger. I honestly I thought it was a joke. Because I called the front desk. I called the front desk a couple times. Nobody picked up, so I went downstairs. And I walked up and was like, hey, the toilet's clogged in 318. She said, hold on, sir. Walked back, got me a plunger, and handed it over the desk. I was like,
I would have immediately checked out. I would have said, where is the nearest hotel that has a custodian or whatever it is, a technician?
I tried to charge a Coke to the room as I was walking out. The lady said, she said, cash only. I was like, cash only? You have my credit card. What do you mean cash only? We don't charge to the rooms. What?
Oh, that's great. What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
I'm living, son.
You had a Brian Urlacher contract. What are you doing? Brian Urlacher is not hunched over a toilet, plunging it at a Best Western on International Drive.
I took the little top off the back of the toilet. I made sure the water was filling up right.
Oh, my God. At a hotel, at a Best Western, you're... futzing around with
the iron cord was a foot and a half. I was like, how can I iron with this?
Oh, God. All right. Anything else, Solana?
That was Adam Duvall, by the way. Adam Duvall
having a hell of a series.
An RBI double to tie the game up in the top of, is that a home run? Oh, no.
No.
Jesus Aguilar pops out. Two outs, though. Duvall on second.
Yep. All right. Anything else?
We're good to go.
Just watching the Marlins here. That's going to be a song-worthy base hit there, Solana.
Yeah,
hit the song.
Yeah.
Marlins just took the lead.
Yeah.
Marlins have taken a 6-5 lead in the top of the ninth.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That Koopa
Loop. All right,
Loop.
Quick break. Was that Koopa Loop?
Koopa Loop.
Koopa Loop. All right, quick break. We're coming back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, giddy up.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we're going to go to Atlanta and John Michaels. Now, the Marlins took the lead. So the Marlins are leading the Braves 6-5, bottom of the ninth. But the Braves have just started the bottom of the ninth with a base hit. Who's pitching for the Marlins? Is it Yimi Garcia?
It is.
It is Yimi? All right. Let's go. Let's see if Yimmy can shut him down. Marlins are trying to take 4 of 4 in Atlanta. I wonder if John Michaels and Braves fans are nervous. Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Michaels, he hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And I think anyone that listens to our show knows what a huge Miami Hurricanes fan he is. He grew up here in South Florida. You can follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. Are you watching this Braves Marlins game, John?
Yeah, you know, it's the flagship station here in Atlanta. I now have to watch a hell of a lot more baseball than I used to, and this is disappointing. The Braves, you know, we came into this getting jobbed on Sunday night when Alec Baum for the Philadelphia Phillies clearly missed home plate and they called him safe. And now it's 4 the wrong way. And if Ronald Acuna or somebody here at the top of the Braves lineup doesn't come through against Yimmy Garcia, who has absolutely owned them, it's going to be 4 straight, a sweep at the hands of the Marlins, and the Braves will fall to 4-9. I want to talk about the music, though, Solana came back with. Some Big Ace, Jam Pony Express, Got a Lot of Booty. Oh, my goodness. I had a 1980 Buick Regal with 15-inch speakers, and that song, when you come into Palm Beach Lakes High School, bumping that as loud as humanly possible. I had all the girls. Well, actually, I had none of the girls, but I thought I had all the girls when I was listening to that kind of music.
Well, I will tell you, John, Solana made a huge mistake earlier on today's show. We had Mike Inglis, the radio voice of the Miami Heat, and Mike Inglis likes rock and roll. He likes, you know, eating haggis and meat and tongue, and he's a man's man. And Solana played some freestyle that was just not going to be Mike Inglis's cup of tea. And I called him out for it. And so he has absolutely made up for his earlier faux pas with what he brought you in with.
Now, I missed it. And a buddy of mine sent me a text. Jam Pony was actually DJing this past Sunday at a little outskirt of Atlanta called Conyers. I know Channing's familiar with Conyers. Had I known previous, before the text was sent to me, that Jam Pony would have been doing anything in the ATL, I would have been there on Sunday afternoon with some baggy shorts and maybe a spray-painted T-shirt having a really good time. But I miss Slick Vic and all of those guys. I'll be honest, I didn't know half of them were still alive, but I'm glad that all the JPE guys are still here. I may have to go buy me a mixtape before too long.
Well, one other correction. It is not Yimmy Garcia trying to close this game for the Marlins. It's Dylan Floro. So they're giving Floro a chance to close this game. Runners are on first and second right now. Nobody out. And Don Mattingly may have wished that he chose Yimmy Garcia to close this game, but it's Floro. So there you go. Marlins leading 6-5, bottom of the ninth. Runners on first and second for the Braves. Dylan Floro pitching, and nobody is out. All right.
I tell you, John, if Jam Pony's playing in Conyers, the demographics are changing since I lived there. But I'll just leave that out there like that, because I wasn't a Conyers guy when I lived in Atlanta. Hey, I want to ask you.
I'll be honest.
Was that John?
I was going to say, I'm not a Conyers guy either, but the demographic has definitely changed on the east side of town. You know, it used to be Panola Road right there in Lithonia was about the end of the demographics you were talking about. Oh, no, it goes all the way out to Conyers now.
That's crazy. I want to ask, you brought up Acuna, and he, you know, saying like he's the new age athlete. He'll pimp out his home runs. He'll walk down. And Atlanta, when I was there, man, we had Smoltz and Glavin. Like, we were old school, you know, the old school baseball, the rules of baseball. Have people embraced that new baseball in Atlanta? Acuna stuff, I didn't think – it wouldn't fly when I used to live in Atlanta.
Yes and no. They like it when it's going well. Like, the stretch that he's on right now is MVP. It's Mike Trout. It's Alex Rodriguez in his prime. It's all of those guys. Fans love it right now. But there was a moment, I guess 2 years ago in the playoffs, that he hits a ball that he thought was out of the park and kind of pimped it out of the batter's box, didn't really hustle down the first baseline. It ends up hitting off the wall. The Braves don't score in the inning, and Braves fans, you know, if he would have hustled out of the batter's box, he could have been on third base, and this is what we don't like. And I said, you got to take the good with the bad. If you want to take the good when he's hitting home runs and he's pimping them and he's flinging the bat and he's got the chains flowing and the hair and everything else. You got to take it when every now and then he doesn't hustle out. And I got into it with Braves fans really bad then because I started pointing out other guys. I'd show somebody that hits a pop-up to right field. I said, he didn't bust it down the first baseline. What if the ball's dropped? You know, you hit a ground ball to short, and you see these guys hat-patting it down the first baseline. What if he didn't? What if he sprints it out there and they throw it into the left field bleachers or right field bleachers? You can't take the good with the bad. So there is a still big stretch of the fan base that is absolutely old school. They want you to walk up with the collar buttoned all the way to the top and, you know, no eye black and nothing else. And then there's another portion of the Braves fan base that say, wait a second, we have arguably the best player in all of baseball. Let's embrace him for everything he is. You know me. I love it. I'd hit a home run and do the doggone Tootsie Roll down the first baseline and dare you to throw at me the next time I'm up to bat.
That's what the Marlins have with Jazz Chisholm. Like yeah. He's got the blue hair rocking. He's got the chains out. He does a little hop step coming in on the home run last night. I love it. John Michaels is with us from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. How long have you lived in Georgia now?
Too long. Since 1998. I got out of college in 98. I moved here. Just happened to coincide with the year the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. And it was originally supposed to be 2 years and move back to Florida and live the rest of my life down there. And I got into this crazy radio world. And here I am. You know, when you got a morning job in a top 10 market, it's hard to turn away and say, hey, I'm going to come down and just hope I can find a gig. So 23 years now. I got six more to go and then I'm done. Kane just turned 12 a couple of weeks ago and then I'm out of here.
20 plus years in Georgia. Have you ever had the pecan log at Stuckey's?
Absolutely. I drove going to college. I went to college in East Texas. I drove from, and I actually took the Greyhound bus multiple times because we didn't have a lot of money, from West Palm to Tyler, Texas, which you smell like utter ass by the time you get off the bus after about 33 hours. But you'd stop at Stuckey's, and the pecan log was awesome because it would give you a good enough sweetness. It would give you a little bit of saltiness, and it was cheap, and it would fill you up at the time. And at the time, I weighed 140 pounds and had no diet. Oh, the pecan log was awesome. Now, I haven't had one in 20 years, and I'm not sure that I'd buy one today. As a matter of fact, I'm sure I wouldn't buy one today, but the pecan log is really, really good. And you know what they say,
yesterday,
pecan, not pecan.
Right. We had that conversation yesterday as well. Yesterday was National Pecan Day or Pecan Day, but Crowder, who grew up in Georgia, has never had a pecan log, and Solana has never heard of Stuckey's.
Oh, no. Solana, we got to get you out of Miami. I know it's
right.
The Magic City. You gotta experience a Stuckey's just once. You can buy a pecan log. You could buy a stuffed alligator head. You could potentially buy equipment for your iPhone. You get a little bit of everything out of there. I think they sell moonshine in there. You name it, it's in there.
I understand. I know that place off the highway, and it's a damn flea market. Hawk was saying, like, you stop. Like, if you see the Stuckey sign,
you'll have
three quarters of tank, John. You'll have full gas. Mm-hmm. You're ready to go. You don't have to pee. You will make an unscheduled stop to get a damn pecan roll. I can't ride with that.
Hey, but that's how they build hundreds of Stuckeys, because everyone did that.
That's exactly what happens. You again, you're gassed up and you go, you know what? I may not need to pee right now, but I could go ahead and squeeze one out and I'm going to get a pecan log. And then I'm going to feel good for the next three or four because you get that sugar rush off that thing pretty quickly. And you're doing about 85. You're suddenly smoking in the Bandit going up I-95.
I couldn't believe yesterday how many people were texting in. They've never heard of Stuckey's. They think I'm making up a pecan log or a pecan roll. I mean, has nobody ever taken a road trip before? I mean, this was so shocking to me. Crowder's from Georgia, John.
Yeah. I mean, but he did live in Roswell, which is kind of uppity and stuffy up there. You know, so those people with a lot of money. I get that's the way that Crowder rolled. He was going to Ruth Chris Steak on Tuesday afternoons.
Right.
That's what he was doing.
Right.
You know, I was a common man. I had to go to Stuckey. I had to get ramen noodles. Like, that was my diet growing up.
Can you tell him hold the diabetes at Stuckey's? Can you say hold the diabetes?
Man, I didn't know how to ruin a pecan log.
I got
to
say this, Crowder. I really appreciate your podcast, the I Am Athlete podcast. I use that for comedic relief. That Brandon Marshall, when he was so doggone wrong, telling you guys about the guaranteed contracts in the NBA, I have used that probably 10 times in the last 2 weeks. With him just yelling, and you've got the look like, is this guy serious? Is he really yelling at me about, there's only four guys in the NBA on each team that have guaranteed contracts. No, Dwayne Dedman, if he's making $9 million a year, he's getting every dime of that doggone $9 million.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you watching, bro. But yeah, we have a good time, and that man likes to argue. But I'll give you a little insight, Mike. I like to argue too, Michael. So it's not easy.
You know what? I was saying this yesterday too. Crowder with the I Am Athlete podcast. Yesterday, Crowder was on the Pat McAfee show, and that whole show and that fan base fell in love with Crowder. If you look at some of the clips that Pat McAfee put up on Twitter, man, they are, I don't know if you looked, Crowder, but his listeners are going, that guy needs to be on every week. That guy's the best guest you've ever had on. Crowder is blowing up. Very soon it's going to be the Hockman and Solana show because he's going to have no time for AM radio, John.
McAfee better bring a check.
Look, I'm going to tell Solana this. It's going to be the Hockman and Michael show. If things go the right way, I'm going to get six Stuckey's log rolls and drive my ass down to Miami if that's the scenario.
Oh, I'm in, man, if you do that. I'm just watching the Marlins-Braves game here. The bases are loaded, nobody out, and I don't know why Don Mattingly did not go with Yimi Garcia to close this game. And I would submit this to you. There have been three games with save attempts, this being the third, three games with save attempts this season where Mattingly did not go to Yimi Garcia. Twice to Anthony Bass, he blew both those opportunities, and I think Floro is going to blow this opportunity. And I think that would solidify Yimi Garcia as your closer. I mean, let's go. I don't know what I understand night game after a day game, I guess, and you go to Floro instead, but I would much have preferred to see Yimi Garcia, who's been knocking him down, come in and close out this game. So Braves have the bases loaded, nobody out, and Dylan Floro is pitching for the Marlins, and he has been pitching this entire ninth inning. Count is 1-2 right now. I'm not allowed to give play-by-play, so I'll just let you know what happens after it happens. Struck him out. Sit down. All right. Now, hopefully they can get someone to ground into a double play and we can end this thing with a four-game sweep. The Marlins have not swept four games from a team in a four-game series. They kind of did last year. It was like a home and home, but they were both away games because of the weird season. But for real, like four games against one team at their ballpark, Marlins have not swept a team doing that since 2016. Very rare to sweep. Marlins came into this series as the bottom feeders in the NL East, and the Braves are now the bottom feeders in the NL East. So
it is a disappointing four-game series, and it would be the most Braves in 2021 if they get bases loaded and no outs and don't score. They have been awful with runners in scoring position. If it hasn't been Pablo Sandoval off the bench, who already hit a pinch hit home run earlier today, or Ronald Acuna basically carrying the offense, nobody's even hitting my weight, and I'm down to 217. There's nobody in this lineup doing anything, so it's not a good look right now for the Braves. And the one South Florida team I don't like is the one that'll come to Atlanta and potentially get a four-game sweep.
And, John, we got to ask you, man, the UM spring game's coming up. What do you look at quarterback? Like, because I know De'Aaron King is a guy, but he's coming off that knee injury. If he's not ready, who's going to be that quarterback? Are you confident, if he's not ready, that y'all will have a serviceable quarterback to play Alabama? Because I don't know if y'all forgot, y'all play Alabama game one next season.
We didn't forget.
Ain't nobody afraid of Alabama. I know Florida shakes in their little gator skin shoes when Alabama comes to town or when Georgia comes to town. You guys get in there. We thrive in big games. Crowder, you must have forgot who the U is. I mean, I think they've sort of forgot who the U is as well, but you forgot who we are. We're not afraid of Alabama. Now, to answer your question about QB, I really like what I've seen in the limited videos that Canes Football puts out. Tyler Van Dyke looks the part. Big kid, strong arm, you know, played a year in the system. I say played. He got a chance to practice a year in the system under Rhett Lashley. I think they'd be okay. Now, will they beat Alabama with Tyler Van Dyke? Probably not. I mean, I'm going to be a realist when it comes to that. You need De'Aaron King. Hell, you might need Gino Toretta. You might need Vinny Testaverde when he's not throwing to the other team to go out and beat Alabama. But I like Van Dyke, and I got to see Jake Garcia, his backup, play a couple of times high school-wise. He went to high school in Grayson, maybe 10 minutes from where I live up here in Gwinnett County, and he looks the part as well. Big kid, can move, makes all the throws. You just get nervous if you have to walk into a game with a redshirt or a true freshman who have never taken a snap, and it's going to be national TV at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against the preseason number one or number two team in the country. We need De'Eric back, but I'll be looking during the spring game, and I know it's on the ACC network. I'll be watching to see how these guys handle different blitzes, how they handle, you know, getting the ball out quickly, and how the ball placement and the catchability of their balls are as well.
Floro just walked in the tying run. He just walked the next batter with the bases loaded. It's now 6-6 in the 6-6 in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, and then, you know, I keep saying, why didn't they go to Yimi Garcia? Because, and people are texting me because he pitched the last two nights. He pitched two innings over 2 days. What are we doing here with closers and pitch counts nowadays? What are we doing? Hey. Louis Tion used to pitch 280 innings in a game, 280 batter pitches in a game. Yimi Garcia can't pitch but two innings over 2 days?
It's the most candy-ass stuff. Baseball has become candy-ass. I'm going to call it like it is. We have a Braves segment every day, and I ask them, like, why the hell can guys not pitch?
There it is. It's over. It's over. The Braves win. One of the worst closer performances I've ever seen with this Floro. I hope your arm is okay, Yimmy. Two innings over 2 days. What are we doing here? Don Mattingly played when pitchers were pitching to 150 batters. 150 pitches, 190 pitches. He's got to rest Yimmy. They're up one run. You could have a four-game sweep over the Braves, and you go to Floro?
Protect his elbow.
Who would you rather have pitch, Floro or Mike Florio? Would you rather have Mike
Florio? It doesn't matter. Florio would have done better. This crap. What did he do? He walked three batters and gave up two hits. And I mean, that was just pathetic. That way, you gave away a comeback win. You come back in the top of the ninth, and you gave it away because you can't pitch Yimmy? One inning, three batters. Yimmy Garcia can't pitch to three batters because he pitched to three batters last night? What world am I in?
Mark, you got a weak heart, Hawk. You got a weak heart. Take it easy.
Ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. To hear the meltdown over regular season baseball is fantastic. But I'm with you. If my closer's out there and I got a chance to win the game, I don't care if you pitch 9 days in a row. You're throwing 30 pitches. Think about when we were kids. We would throw baseballs from sunup to sundown with no concern about a UCL, the Tommy John surgery, none of that. These guys can't go out and throw 20 pitches tonight. It's ridiculous. Baseball has become the softest game in all of sports.
Unbelievable. All right, we have to wrap. We went way over on here. I just only one good thing transpired here, and that was your take on Stuckey's. Everything else, this was just painful. Painful. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. John Michaels U. Thank you, John.
Anytime, guys.
There you go. We're going to take a break here. And we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Pissed off.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yo mama so love you.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I'm going to have a Funky Buddha while I watch the Panthers game tonight.
I have a couple.
Is the Panthers game on? I saw that it was on NBCSN tonight. Is it on Bally Sports? Does anybody know?
Let me double check really
quick. Bally Sports Panthers. Let me look at their Twitter account. And, I don't see it there. I know it's on NBCSN tonight. That's all I can tell you right now. And obviously on 560 QAM. So.
Yes.
And that would be the most important place that you can hear the
It is not.
The Panthers game on.
It is not on.
It is not on Bally. It's on NBCSN.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. There you go. What was I going to say? You know what? Let's do the, have a little audible on the Joe DeJoseph bad joke of the day, because today's joke is provided by our boss, Len Weiner. But go ahead and play the Joe DeJoseph bad joke of the day open.
On the Hawk and Crowder Show, we know funny. Without further ado, the Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
Again, this is provided today by Len Weiner, our boss. Are you ready?
What do you got?
Do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii, or just aloha?
That was good.
Are you going to laugh at it, Solana, because it's the boss?
Nah, that's the best one I've ever heard, actually, on this segment. It's my favorite.
The best one you've ever heard because it's the boss?
That is Jamie Foxx material. That's Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, all put together.
Do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii, or just aloha? That is funny. It's funny.
It is.
I think it's funny. We're gonna bet the Panthers game tonight. I really should ask Solana, because he's the one that's been on fire. Solana, you've got a little bankroll working there. You've got a Crowder rubber band style bankroll working in your in your front pocket. Let's see what we got going here.
Dinner's on me, boys. Who's hungry? Who's hungry
Panthers
tonight?
Panthers, where are we going? Stuckey's? We going to Stuckey's?
I need some lobster, Solana.
Lightning are a -160 favorite tonight. Panthers are a +140 dog. Or you could take the Panthers plus a half goal at -115. I would take the Panthers at +140. Over-unders at 5.5.
Ooh.
Tampa's got a good goalie, and Drieger's been playing very well. Man,
I would hate to
play the Panthers at +140. Does that do anything for you?
Yes, because I want to say the under, but you've said it a million times. That's a terrible way to watch any sporting event.
And 5.5 is low. Usually it's 6.5.
Yeah.
But I really should defer to Solana. He's been on fire. Solana?
Man, if Drieger's in the net, I just think, and he's coming on tomorrow. Like, I think we owe it to him, right? We owe it to him. And
to what? To bet the Panthers or to bet the under?
No, to bet the Panthers. To bet the Panthers tonight.
All right. I'm. Are you in? Because you're the one that's been on a streak. So if you're in, we'll take him at +140. Pop open a funky Buddha. Watch a little hockey and see if we can add to the bankroll.
The under's not a bad move either, though, right? It's really not.
But it's just broke.
Problem is,
when they go, when they have see a break down the ice, you don't want them to score. It sucks
and
to watch a game that way.
You get to the end of the game, they end up someone ends up pulling. If it's 3-1, there's four goals. Someone ends up pulling the goalie. All of a sudden, it's 3-2. They pull the goal. You know, it's just like those empty netters can kill you at the end. That's why I love an over in hockey. But I would be okay betting the Panthers tonight. I'd be okay taking them as an underdog, see if they can put something together.
We have Drieger coming on tomorrow. We're less than 24 hours away from talking to him. I believe in my man. Let's go Panthers.
All right. You're in, Solana?
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
You want your entire total or?
I don't know about my entire total.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine. Just a half a unit. Half a unit?
Yeah, a little halfy. Yeah, a little halfy.
You're calling it a halfy, huh?
A little halfy.
No, no. We can't let him bet with us and change our terms that fast.
Yeah. Well, that's not even – it's not a gambling. It's just not a gambling term. Nobody says a halfy.
Yeah.
Did someone say no, it was halfy, Mr. Leave it alone. Okay. All right. We're going to do that. So here you go. You are hearing it at 5:48 this evening. And when I come on tomorrow, and I say in the issue of transparency, this is what we did. You know that we do it live on the air. So we are going to bet the Panthers at plus, what was it, plus 140?
Yeah.
Plus 140 tonight against the Lightning. All right. We are in. All right. We're going to wrap things up here on the program today, which was jam-packed, loaded potato. Doug Plagans from the Panthers was awesome. And John Michaels just watched the end of the Braves Marlins game with us. I'm sure much to his chagrin after I went on my little rambling diatribe. And Mike Inglis there is always great. And we learned today that Channing Crowder, who made millions playing NFL football, stayed at a Best Western in Sarasota. And when they clogged the toilet and he went down to tell them, they handed him a plunger. And he didn't immediately check out from the hotel. He made his family stay there while he plunged the toilet.
It wasn't the proudest moment of my life, but it was a moment.
I hope not. I hope it wasn't the proudest moment of your life.
I made it a learning lesson, though. Come here, Chan. Come here. I'll teach you how to do the toilet thing, man.
I mean, what a ridiculous thing that you did to your family, making them stay at some flea bag motel.
Hey, make your own pancakes in the morning. Make your own waffles. Come on, man. Who doesn't want to do that?
Plunge your own toilet. Is that on the marquee?
I think that's on the bottom end of the spectrum, but yes.
I'd be watching everybody at the make your own waffle thing, wondering if they had their hands on that plunger last night too.
But they gave me the plunger with a little tag that said clean on it, so I felt okay.
Oh, man. All right, coming up tonight on the radio stations, you've got Ticket Rewind on The Ticket. You've got Joe Rewind on 560, and then you've got Panthers Hockey on 560 tonight. So some good listening. All right, that is going to do it for us on this Thursday. And again, Ticket Rewind coming up on 790, Joe Rewind on 560, and then Panthers Hockey tonight on 560. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers! We will speak with you mañana.
Is there a Radisson in the area?
I hope your arm is okay, Yimmy.
You got a weak heart, Hawk. You got a weak heart. Take it easy.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. You need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. You need.
Oh, no.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.